What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Off the Record. As ever, I'm your host, Imogen Marshall, and please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. All the details are on our website at www.offtherecorduk.com, where you can also get some of the latest reviews, news, and all the rest of it. First, we have the news. Now, in terms of news for this week, obviously, we had the chance to go and see Brett Eldredge at the O2 and Shepherdsfish Empire on Friday. If you didn't manage to go to the show, or if you did, our review is on the website now. Needless to say, it was an absolutely flawless gig, and I'm so excited for Brett's new music. He managed to play a few of the songs, including Good Day and Crown My Mind, which will be, I guess, some... probably on his new album, but they were absolutely stunning. I think that he really showed that he had that break in his music and sort of taken the time to retreat and kind of work out what he wanted to say with the next record. And I'm so excited for the new kind of new music and seeing where it goes. Now, really exciting news. The Song Suffragettes have announced their first UK tour. So this is a huge writers' round in Nashville for those not familiar with it. Kaylee Shaw and Candy Carpenter will be... headlining or sort of leading the round, and they'll be accompanied by two British artists, Vic Allen and Bella May. Obviously, we've had Vic Allen and Kaylee Shaw on the podcast, so make sure to scroll back to our episodes with them. There'll be five dates on the tour, including in Glasgow at the Oranmore, in Nottingham and Birmingham, both at the Glee Club, in Manchester at Band on the Wall, and at London's Bush Hall. So you can get your tickets now, and really do, because it's going to be a flawless show. Now, we're really excited to announce the launch of Destination Country. So we are going to be the first UK country music media collective. We're launched in association with Entertainment Focus, Lyric Magazine, and Your Life in a Song, and of course our own Triple Threat Entertainment. So we're going to be bringing you some really cool events and different things that are coming up. So definitely make sure to follow us on our socials and stay tuned, because it's going to be have some really exciting things, and there'll be even something coming this week, this Friday. Now, C2C have also announced their remaining lineup. I was really excited to see that we've obviously got Hayley and Michaels, who were on the podcast just last year. Fillmore will also be showcasing. And also, close to home, we've got Jess Thriston, who will also be making an appearance. So make sure to go over to www.c2cfestival.com and just go and have a look. There's just so many different artists that are really, really, really exciting. So we'll be doing kind of a roundup close to the time of all the artists that you should keep your eyes peeled for and who you should go and see from those outside stages. Because for me, those stages are really one of the highlights of the festival, and you get to see some really amazing up-and-coming talent. Ingrid Andress announced the release announces the release of her debut album, Ladylike. It'll be available for download everywhere on the 27th of March. So definitely make sure to keep your eyes peeled for that one. Maddie and Tay have also announced the date for their release of their sophomore album, The Way It Feels. That'll be released on the 10th of April, so mark that in your diaries. In terms of releases for this week, we had Abby Anderson's I'll Still Love You. It's a really sweet, romantic track. It's verging on the kind of edge of corny, but I really loved it. Janelle Towns, my favourite track of hers to date, I think. The production on this one is really 80s. It's definitely her most catchy track yet. And it's really just really different in comparison to, Jersey on the Wall and some of her earlier tracks that she's released. If you're someone who's been following her since the Living Room Work tapes, obviously it's really interesting seeing the way that her production's progressed and kind of taken on a life of its own, and now these tracks... what they are now. Sam Hunt also released his track Hard to Forget, which is definitely Hunt being back to his best. This is a much bigger track, I think, than Kinfolks. I still don't think it's maybe his most memorable. I still haven't seen something that's Sam Hunt, back in his heyday, but we can still watch this space, and maybe we'll see something soon. Lena Stone released her new track, Personal Space. It is beautiful. I think Lena Stone is one of the most underestimated artists at the moment. Definitely go and check her out. She has got some really clever songwriting and definitely one to listen out for. And finally, Olivia Lane, who will be our guest in a few minutes. She released her track, Same Old Story. That's definitely her most romantic track yet. And we'll be talking about that later in the podcast. So please welcome to the podcast the lovely Olivia Lane to talk all about her new music and just to catch up since the last time we saw her last year.
Oh my gosh. So the last time you were here, it's been a bit of a year with all the releases that have happened. You were on Songland.
Yes.
That so much has happened in a year and I feel like your career's just gone like this. So it must be kind of a lot to take in.
It's so crazy. I mean, even just thinking about where I was last year and again, I was coming out with brand new music when I was over here. I think It's my good luck charm coming over here. It's a great start to the year for me. I just really love coming over here. But yeah, I'm kind of in the same spot. I'm coming out with brand new music this year.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun thing to do, though. Try it out across the pond.
That's what I'm saying.
Try it out on people and then see how they respond.
People really listen here. And so it's going to give me a really good gauge whether they like it or not, the new stuff. I'm playing a couple new songs tonight. But yeah, I mean, just thinking back to last year, like when Hey 3AM came out and then So Good It Hurts and then the EP, like...
God, there's so many releases.
Oh my God, and then I was on Songland, which was, the big show over there. And... It's been such a wild 2019 that I feel like 2020 is going to be even bigger and even crazier and even better.
That's what we hope, isn't it?
Exactly.
Songland seems like the most scary thing as a songwriter ever to do. You're walking out in front of Shane McAnally and all these incredible songwriters you're singing your own song and then they're critiquing. That sounds like my worst nightmares.
You know, it's interesting. Like I was talking with one of my fellow songwriters from the show and we were doing a podcast the other day in Nashville and they asked, you know, like what was the vibe? Like, how was it? And he made a really good point because it's so true. They really made you feel like you were one of them.
Okay.
It wasn't intimidating.
That's a real art, though, for some people because obviously they're huge people who've written some of the biggest songs on country radio. So for them to do that was kind of humbling. But nice.
It was so humbling because they really gave us like the power to redo the songs and they really helped us. But there was no... There was no, like, we're the judges and we're amazing and you're the,
Which is
whatever.
Basically every other talent show that's ever existed.
Exactly, which is why I think it was pretty cool being part of the first season.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to figure things out.
Well, they don't really know. They're sort of on the back foot as well. Yeah. So you're coming in and it's different and it's a whole new experience for you, but it's also a new experience for them.
Exactly.
And particularly because it's a new show that none of them would have been... I mean, it's a completely new concept. They haven't really had... songwriters kind of
no.
thing like that before.
And honestly, it could have gone either way. Like, I was like, well, either America's going to care or not care about the songwriter. And people are so into it.
I think there has been such a movement these days where people kind of buying into the songs and the songwriters and it's something that people like about country music particularly.
Yeah.
That it is this movement back to having more importance than the songwriter, which is really cool.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's so many levels to making a song brilliant, you know?
Yeah.
And it's nice that they're highlighting the different parts. Again, and I think it's a reflection of our culture.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to be the artist that you give access to your fans. And I think it's a direct like kind of correlation where it's like, oh, we want to know more about the song. How was the song created? Who did it? Where did it come from? What studio were you in? La, 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 la. Because like even just an example, like Julia Michaels is behind all that Selena Gomez stuff.
Which, I didn't realize that because I don't
Like Julia Michaels is super instrumental in the Selena Gomez stuff. And it's like, wait, Julia Michaels is her own powerful thing in her own right. And to know that she's written so many songs for another powerhouse female like that, it's like, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah, and that's when you know someone's a pretty phenomenal songwriter as well. Other artists and they're still huge.
Yeah, it's just like Ed Sheeran for Justin Bieber. You know, like he wrote... Love Yourself.
There's definitely a good quiz show on there.
Yeah.
So I feel like this project or the most recent project you've done was so much even more raw and there was like almost a different level to your songwriting.
Thank you.
From Hey 3AM, from that trajectory, like the cape is just, I felt like you'll get so raw and real in that one.
Thank
was
you.
That something that's kind of, I guess you learned to do and kind of was it, did it feel different, I guess, putting it out?
It felt very different.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like sometimes I try to explain it. It's like, we're all human. We're all complex. We all have different parts of our personality. But the only story that I had really told to my fans was sort of this, like, positive, sunshiny, quirky, up-tempo, upbeat girl.
Like, I'm thinking about you, not really getting to the
nitty-gritty heart vulnerability that was very much a big part of me.
Yeah.
And I think that... I just wasn't honoring it in the way that I was supposed to. And Hey 3AM was really the beginning of that. And that's what I wanted my EP to reflect. I wanted to dive deeper into that girl.
Did it start off then with the cape and then kind of build out from there?
It kind of started, what was the first song? Actually, the first song on that EP was Let It Hurt.
Okay. Which again is...
That one's gut-wrenching. Yeah, it's like, that's the one that like and really goes
right
there.
And like,
right. And it's weird because, and then also like with Songland, Perfect Skin was a song that I was going to put on my EP and I cut it a few times. It didn't work out. It just, we couldn't nail it.
Yeah.
But all the meanwhile, it was meant for Songland, you know?
There's always a silver lining.
There's always a silver lining.
Find their place where you don't realize they're
going to absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, I think the, like my fans, they've really dug this part that I've explored. So it was really a good step. It was a good step.
Do you almost feel like then the more fans that you've got, the more you feel like you can get raw with them? Because for a lot of people, it would be kind of the opposite. You know, the more people are hearing their music, the more they kind of like clam up and they go, oh, I can't share it with this many people. There's now more people I'm sharing it with. Whereas it kind of feels the opposite with you.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like, I don't know, I guess I'm just a people pleaser and I love people. And something with my art, I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's just I feel like it's my purpose to, you know, write great songs and put them out there because I know that hopefully on the other side I'm helping somebody and helping somebody get through something. But I love, the more the merrier, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The more crowds, the more people that I can
come in and shout about.
Yeah. I think I just, on a human level, I just love that it brings people together.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm writing words and spending 3 hours of my day to write this song. Well,
I mean. Somebody who just loves them and they listen to them on repeat.
I know. It's wild to me. I don't think I'll ever be able to fully grasp. Because there's so much magic that happens with the connection of music, you know?
Yeah. And So Good It Hurts, I heard live when you played it, I think it was at the Roundup.
Yeah.
But when you listen to it, obviously the production is just on another level and it just makes it just this whole completely different song. Is it something that you kind of have held on to loads of the songs and haven't found the right production on that EP? Or is it a case of meeting the right producers and finding the right place for the songs? Because I can imagine that's kind of a journey in itself.
It is. It's funny that you say that, actually. So Good It Hurts... So Good It Hurts and Friends Don't were about the same producer on the EP, and then the rest of the EP was produced by another producer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny, like, that EP in itself, like, it's an accumulation of me trying to find myself.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that, like, there's multiple producers on that record, because it was a process of me trying to find myself
kind
and find my sound.
And...
Yeah. And it ended up all working out, but I was in a very big experimentation with my sound. Please. Yeah.
Well, people kind of talk about, you know, they kind of expect you just to arrive as an artist and have found your sound and know who you are, and it doesn't work like that.
No,
and
not at all.
For a lot of people, you know, you kind of have somewhere in a certain way, but actually your sound does evolve, and that's kind of a hard thing in itself to find your sound and find the right producers and find the right people to work with.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I mean, I don't think, you just have to start somewhere. Like, I get a lot of artists reaching out to me and just saying, like, you know, how do you get inspiration? Like, how do you further your career? I'm like, you have to just start with where you are.
Yeah.
And if you're proud of something, then put it out.
You can't go from here to here.
You can't. No, because you're going to learn so many lessons when you put out music, and when you put out, you have to get feedback.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
it can't just, like, exist in a vacuum.
Right. You can't just, like, have your songs and wait and just, like, wait and wait and wait. It's like, no, life is happening right now.
Yeah.
Like, just
And you'll get inspiration from something you don't even know is going to happen tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah. So. It's making mistakes. I mean, I've learned the biggest lessons from making mistakes.
Yeah.
So...
So you're going to try some new songs out tonight?
I am.
That?
That's
how you're, like, nervous.
It's like a nervous, excited.
Yeah.
I'm actually coming out with a song on February 7th. So it's Friday.
That's when I'm like, what day?
I know. What day is it? It is Friday. So at the end of this week, I'm coming out with a brand new song. And then in about... I guess like a month and a half, we're going to come out with another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then hopefully an EP after that.
So I guess when this comes out, the song will be out. So what was the inspiration behind said
song? Yeah, so the song is called Same Old Story.
Same Old Story, okay.
And the song is about, I'm single right now, so and I've had an interesting relationship with love this last year. I feel like in that self-journey process, you kind of have to... sometimes relationships have to go too.
Yeah.
Because you realize that, oh, I've found out all these incredible, amazing things about myself, but this person doesn't line up with it.
Yeah.
And so I had to part ways with, talking about it like it's a business, so to part ways with my significant
we
other.
We have to divide assets.
Divide assets of our time.
Went to our lawyer.
But yeah, I had to break up with him just because, you know, we weren't right for each other. And
it's an important lesson to learn.
It's a huge lesson, yeah. And there were just parts of me that I just felt like I needed to focus on and honor. And I think this song was an accumulation of like, okay, I know these parts of me now, and I'm excited to find somebody who honors those.
Different. I love it when you hear a different song rather than the same kind of stories, and it's actually like, oh, that's a different concept I hadn't thought of before.
Yeah. I just, and you know what's funny? I was actually inspired to write that song from a Kacey Musgraves show. I was like, oh, she's even brilliant when she talks between her songs. But she was like, she was talking about how she fell in love with her now husband, and how she kind of like it changed her whole musical direction and falling in love, like, and how powerful it can be and how someone can come along and just change the whole story.
Yeah.
It's not the same old story. And I was like, I have to write that song. The title, girl. I was like, I can't believe you haven't written it. But I wrote it like literally that next week, and it was just so clear to me that that needed to be my first single.
Yeah. Well, it's just a moment. You're like, this is my new music.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice little, it's still that vulnerable girl, but I haven't really written about love, which is
that's for an artist.
I know, like, You Got Me is about, it could be about any relationship, but it's not like about a romantic love. So this is kind of like the first song that's sort of like an ode to like, hey boy, you might be
scutting around.
Yeah, like So Good It Hurts is like a fun, like, ooh boy, you're hot. But like, this is about like a deep love, looking for that kind of thing.
Exciting then.
I know, it's different. It's different for me, yeah.
No, excited to hear it. And then I'm just going to end with my final few. And so what record are you listening to on repeat at the moment?
Oh, goodness, that's a tough question. Oh, I'm listening, I cannot get enough of that Circles song by Post Malone.
Oh, it's good. It's surprising always how many artists say Post Malone.
He sounds like everyone and no one at the same time. I don't understand. And then Dua Lipa's new stuff is fire. She's so good.
Favorite thing about the UK?
Oh my God, there's just so many things. The people.
That's good.
And the food.
Yep.
Fish and chips.
I was going to say, what's the worst food you had in the UK? We're not exactly known for our culinary delicacies.
To be honest, I'm like so excited to eat the food when I come over here.
Really?
Like, I love fish and chips. I love meat pies. I love, like, I was so...
You were just born an English girl at heart, really.
Oh my, I am. Like, I love soft-boiled eggs. I eat beans on toast in America.
See, I don't eat any of these things.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. I don't know. I was born in the wrong country, I guess.
Yeah. What are you binge-watching at the moment?
Oh, Cheer. Anything. There's a show in America called Cheer. Is it here too?
Over here, yeah.
It's so good.
It's another one I've just added to my list.
Oh, it's so good.
Ever growing list.
It's so good.
What's your beauty essential?
Chapstick. I have like a panic attack if I don't have any lip gloss or chapstick with me.
And then complete the sentence. So music is.
Oh. Music is the best universal language to speak. Country music is my home.
And Olivia Lane is.
Olivia Lane is dope! Yes.
So thank you so much to Olivia for that. And that will do for another episode of Off the Record. Make sure to tune in next week for another exciting episode with Levi Humman. And obviously make sure to follow us on all our socials. All the details are on our website as always. And rate, review and subscribe to the podcast, please. It really helps us out. Have a great week. Bye y'all. Thank you.